Oh.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round by Podcast, accompanied by my boy, Mr. Sauce.
What is going on, one and all? Welcome to episode 8. We did a bit of a wardrobe change. I flipped my hat forward instead of backward. Yeah, there we go. Let's get it. We got to do a wardrobe change just so that you guys can tell that we did not record all these in one day. Welcome. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday. Friday. Yeah, because this is for Friday. Right?
Yes.
Awesome. So we hope that you guys have enjoyed this week. If you haven't yet, please check out the podcast from Sunday/Monday. I'm not sure when it's going to be coming out. Wednesday, we had an episode of River Rooskies. Please check that out if you can. And then this episode, awesome. I can't even talk right now. God, I'm so bad. All right, Jose, what you got for us?
All right, so today we are going to be talking about who we think, and let us know your opinion, who you think as well. Drop down in the comment section if you're on YouTube. Who we think is going to be the better quarterback wide receiver duo this coming year. So okay. I got four here. So I got Williams and Odunze at the Bears.
The Bears.
I got Jane Daniels and Mr. Luke McCaffrey at the Commanders. I got Drake May and Mr. Polk at the Pats. And then I got Mr. Bo Nix and Franklin in Denver.
In Denver. Okay. All right.
So what are your initial thoughts? Who do you think is going to have a more successful rookie campaign between the two?
Between the two?
Between the two. Between the combo.
Are you talking about the stats with... Okay. I think I got you. I'm going to say... Man, that's actually kind of tough. You know, I'm actually going to go with Drake May.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Drake May and Polk. Part of the reason why. So here's my thought process behind it. So who are the starting wide receivers for the Commanders?
For the Commanders, they got John Dotson, or what the hell?
Johan Dotson.
They got Johan Dotson. They got Austin Eckler in the backfield. They got Terry McLaurin. They got Zach Ertz. And they got Brian Robinson as running back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, because here's the thing. So over there in Denver, they don't have that, so there's a lot more mouths to feed. That's what I'm kind of going at. So,
and this is also assuming that Bo Nix is going to be the starting quarterback,
right?
Because they also have Zach Wilson,
right,
and Jarrett Stidham,
yep.
And they have another one though. I can't remember who the hell he was.
Well, and a lot of times though, you don't draft a quarterback in the first round to not
that's play true. Them,
except for the Falcons.
But like I said, this is assuming that all of these guys will be starting.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if that's the assumption, I'm still going to go with Drake May. Okay. Part of the reason why, too, is because... So, correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously you watched the draft. The Pats, they drafted two wide receivers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, they didn't really have much at wide receiver. Now, I do believe that kind of helps them out a little bit more, like that duo of Drake May and Polk, just because of the fact that... there's not as many mouths to feed, right? I think that a close second would probably be the Caleb Williams one. And part of that, they got so many weapons there over in Chicago now.
Yeah.
At least on paper. We talked about that on the podcast. But there's just so many weapons over there that makes me nervous for them. At least for this comparison's sake. I really do think that Drake May is probably in the better position, just because all these other quarterbacks, they're gonna have a lot more mouths to feed. And in the past, rookie wide receivers, they haven't necessarily had the best stats.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off, a lot of times it's still the veteran presence wide receivers that are on the team. Those are the ones that usually get the more of the lion's share of targets and everything. But because it seems like that wide receiver room over in the for the Patriots, I think that they're going to have the most opportunities, I guess, to be able to really show out.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, for once, I'm actually picking your Patriots for something other than being the worst team.
Ripperooskies.
Ripperooskies, indeed. What about you?
All right, so me, I'm going to have to go with, and this is, like I said, this is assuming that every one of these guys is going to be starting.
Right.
If that's the case, I'm going to go with Mr. Bonix and Mr. Franklin.
Interesting.
Reason being is because they both came out of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but Mr. Bonix set the single season completion percentage record at 77%. Mm-hmm. So we know Correct. He has a great pinpoint accuracy, and mm-hmm. you pair him with somebody that he's already played with.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
And you know damn well, like, they're going to be excited to play together. So I feel like they're, I mean, first, I mean, obviously, they're already going to have that chemistry, that connection right, going into right. the pros. So I don't know. I feel like Nick.
Similar to the whole Burrow Chase thing.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, yeah, good point. And I feel like they both kind of have like a chip on the shoulder just mm-hmm. because Nick's, he was like the sixth quarterback out of the first rounders or the sixth quarterback. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the sixth quarterback chosen of the first round quarterbacks.
There we go. I don't know why I can't even freaking talk. So I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder for that reason. And then Mr. Franklin didn't even get drafted till like later in the freaking rounds. I think it was like round five or six or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty late.
So I feel like they're going to definitely light it up. Mr. May and Polk, the only reason I'm not going to say I don't like the connection is because they also have that other receiver that they drafted, Mr. Javon Baker.
Yeah.
Mr. Wheelchair guy. So I feel like that trio, however, is going to do really good. Or actually, I hope they do. Yeah. But I feel like Bo Nix.
No, I agree. I think that they will because they all, each one of them seems like they are hungry for success and everything. And with the new regime that they have over there in New England, I think that they're going to do really good.
Right.
It's a new era. It's a new era, and they all the comments that they've shown so far seem like they are super excited. And so, of course, as soon as they get that NFL treatment, I think they're really going to excel.
No, and to kind of like piggyback a little bit on the whole Bo Nix situation, he had the NCAA best 45 passing touchdowns as well with 4,500 units or 4,500 units.
I hate you so much.
4,500 passing yards. Good Lord. So I feel like a lot of teams were kind of overlooking Mr. Nix just because of his age.
Yeah, no, which is, I mean, that's fair too, because if a older, I say that very very ironically, if an older quarterback is starting off and everything, they're almost kind of behind the curve in a lot of people's eyes.
Right.
So I can understand the reluctance in choosing them, but I mean, at the same time, though, that he had a very prolific career.
Right.
So, and to get one of his weapons from college, do I think it's going to be as prolific as, say, like I said before, Joe Burrow and everything? No. I say that. I could be very, very wrong, and they might light it up.
Right.
But, like I said, I mean, it's kind of crazy, too, though, that we didn't even, neither one of us really even thought of the whole Adunze, Caleb Williams. Did you see that they actually flew into Detroit together?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they seem like they were already pretty, pretty decent homies.
Uh-huh.
I meant to say homies and homeboys at the same time, and that came out really weird. My bad.
Not to say that I don't like that duo. But to your credit,
you like
credit,
the other duos more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like I feel like to what you said earlier, they do have a lot of mouths to feed over in the Bears, so that's why I'm not really going rolling with them. I do feel like they're both gonna do well. Daniels and McCaffrey, I don't really think he did too hot over at Rice. He does come from a family of McCaffreys, so
never really count them out. But he also didn't really excel,
right? But I don't know,
or set himself apart, I should say.
They have, like, with Jaden Daniels, he does have freaking all these other targets. He's gonna use the hell out of Eckler, Mr. Dotson, McLaurin. Like, I don't see McCaffrey jumping any one of those guys, so that's why I'm not really putting.
He's gonna be at best the fourth option on that.
I don't even know if he's gonna get much playing time, to be honest with you. But yeah, I mean, that's what I think. Let us know what you guys think. Like I said,
absolutely,
drop it down in the comment section.
Absolutely, want to get some more interaction and everything. If you haven't yet, please, please, please make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yes.
That way we can get closer to the road to 100, because after we get 100 subs, we're doing a giveaway.
We are.
We are.
We gonna shave off your beard and give away your beard hair?
That's right.
Hell yeah.
You get no, it's my arm hair.
Oof.
That's what everybody wants to see.
Rip for Rooskies.
Subscribe. Subscribe now for the juicy content. But for real though, we definitely do appreciate you guys tuning in and everything and showing some love to this new segment, Ripperooskies. We've obviously, all of our show, the podcast and Ripperooskies, we love doing it. So please definitely interact with us. We want to interact with you guys. So,
all right, fellas, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Absolutely. And we will see you all Sunday.
Peace.